he turned the car on in the garage, and my fucking porn came through the Bluetooth.
Ask her. I heard Dean Blundell smokes crack. Was actually the first to smoke it with Rob Ford, I heard, too.
What's Dean got to do with it?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a Dean.
Dates rated R for, you know, restricted and for a little bit romantic.
What do we got?
What is that in the background?
What is that over there by the mic?
Is he making wallets?
What
is he doing?
What's he doing?
It looks like he's... Never mind.
What's he doing? What? Is he dead?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Welcome. Hi. Welcome to the Dean Blundell Show for Friday. It's Friday, 5 o'clock. We normally don't do 5 o'clock. We have scheduling conflicts, so we're here, which is good because we got a full slate. Great big show for everybody today because it was a great big day in Ontario today. We're screwed, just so you know. We'll talk about that. Ontario just got fisted by Doug Ford, and fisted but good. So we'll talk about how Doug Ford fisted you, how he's continuing to try to fist you, and then we'll also talk about how he's going to fist you with new restrictions. Yeah, there's a lot of fisting going on here today. It's going to be Fist City. Speaking of fisting, looks like J-Lo fisted A-Rod.
She had to get him back.
We'll get to that. We'll talk about some erotic bedtime stories. We've got a couple of major guest announcements today. And joining us for the show, which is really exciting, my boy Woodsy, Jeff Woods at Jeff Woods Radio, host of the what's the podcast called again? You're like number six in Canada this week, by the way.
Records and rock stars. You know, it's a radio show, but then it became a podcast. It's also an artist interview podcast. That's what it's called.
All right, dude, you were like willfully bragging about it this week, and I was really happy you were, because
you know, I was shocked, quite frankly, that it made top 10.
Were you
good
really?
For you, buddy? Good for you.
Yeah, but that's for music interviews, and in the music category, which is bigger, obviously, top 50, which isn't so bad for.
That's still fucking great. Massive. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah,
shocking.
Probably a great
Woods song. Always has good information too, like, and shit that you don't know, like. The average Joe knows little pieces of trivia about their favorite band. Woods always digs up shit you've never fucking heard of. Like, really? Like, what? So you ask good questions, and if you're a music nerd, you need to follow Woods. You fucking need to follow him. Yeah.
At Jeff Woods Radio is where you can follow him. Yeah, he's incredible. James DiFiore joins us from blackballmedia.ca. Jamesy, good day. Good day. Good day.
Hello,
good
day. Everybody.
Good day. We had fun with people on Twitter today. You were incredible on Twitter.
Oh, you were fighting.
You didn't lose your shit once today. You were like, you just kept calling people sacks.
The guy's name was Sack. It was right in his name.
So James was just pointing out that he was using the wrong version of Sack.
Yeah, yeah, sure. He did.
Which was fantastic.
Sack isn't a K. There's no K in ball sack, you idiot.
It's true, but there isn't.
Which
anything that has to do with biology that is a membrane that covers other biological parts is a CA or is an SAC. And this guy's name was ASAC. So I kept on calling him, thank you, ASAC. Like
And drove him crazier and crazier every time. Sorry, Locke, what were you going to say?
I just said I learned something new today. Like, I didn't realize the K was not supposed to be in there when you.
I learned about that during my I learned about that when I was researching my porn story for the Jeff Woods thing.
good tease, James.
And that is Lachlan.
Fuck, you could have been in radio. I'm telling you could have been in radio.
95.7 Cruise FM in Edmonton. That is at Lachlan Crosses, which is where you'll find him on Twitter. He's lucky enough to be on the show today to promote the fact that we've got Woodsy back, and we'll get to, because we've got a contest to do a little closer to the end of the podcast today. And that contest is, we've all supplied Jeff with some erotic reading, because what Jeff does on his OnlyFans, it's bedtime stories, Jeff Woods bedtime stories, erotic adult fiction, which we did last week and had removed from YouTube because it was too greasy.
I still don't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it bedtime stories? Is that what it's called?
Jeff Wood's bedtime stories, correct, on OnlyFans.
Get some more.
We were talking about that on the show today. We had quite a few people texting, asking about. So you might have got a couple of subscriptions when Dean came on the locker room today, and we had a little chat about you. So,
oh, thank you. I just recorded one before I got here, and they're growing in length. 20. Thank you. Yeah. Right?
The more you read, the more you grow.
25 minutes of absolute filth.
It's awesome. The new one.
It'll go up around 6 o'clock this evening.
By the end of this broadcast, we'll all be the Woods brothers. All of us.
25 minutes of absolute filth.
This countertop doesn't even need legs anymore.
Good for you. Hey. Good for you.
I can't find my tripod, but I don't need it anymore.
Oh, my God, Jeff. You're the fucking king. Anyway, everybody's here. We're really happy everybody's here. The podcast brought to you by our friends at Gitch, edsfineimports.com, G-I-T-C-H. Your promo code, Gitch3, is the promo code you need. You enter it, you get four pairs of Gitch for the price of three. Luxury underwear, too, boys. I keep saying I'm going to send you a pair, and I haven't, but I will. They got the pouch in the front. They're boxer briefs. Very cool, very sleek. I believe I'm wearing
a large. Purple. I need the extra large pouch, by the way.
I know
36 extra large pouch.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can a la carte the pouch, dude. I think you just get an extra large.
I'm asking for the larger pouch.
Yeah, but if the gear fits, it fits.
Maybe it's like those glasses sites where you can put the virtual glasses on your face, right? Before you buy them, and you can do the same thing with the pouch.
Yeah. That's a pretty good idea, Jamesy, actually.
Yeah, not bad.
Could you zoom in on the pouch and make it bigger?
You'd have to your fingers like this.
Nuts bigger.
You'd have to stand like that naked, and then they would form the virtual pouch around you, right?
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to do that when you order Ed's Gitch. He's got all the sizes. I believe I have purple ones on today. Don't make fun. It's my only purple pair.
You got them from Lachlan.
No, I didn't.
Oh, turquoise. Right, I forgot.
I still can't find my turquoise bikini. My Speedo. Purple. I got to... Gonna go have a look for
him away, Lachlan.
Can I get through the sponsors before?
Probably we did.
Craziness. Yeah. That'd be great. Also,
good luck,
our friends at Easy Auto Financial, easyautofinancial.ca. Go there today. Subprime loaning. Here's the deal: if you have a car, don't have a car, you want to get a car, you can't get finance, or you can get finance, they take you, pre-approve you, and then they hustle you over to someone that has the car that you want, and they do everything for you. Easyautofinancial.ca. Go there today. Also, our friends over at Domination, domination.com, dominate with content, DMNTN.com. Try it for free. Use it today. All the promos and all the shit you can do it in like 5 minutes and you get 70 pieces. It's crazy. We know what I'm talking about. You might not. But that's okay. Go to domination.com for more information. Blue microphones, the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com as well. We all use them. You should too. The DeanBlundell.com network, part of the Blue Crew. Really thankful for that.
I fucking love this mic.
I didn't get one.
Well, you'll get one. And Black Rose Organics, speaking of things that
you get a sign. If you get a Sennheiser,
Black Rose Organics.
Is that what you have, Woods?
Anoyman.
Lock.
What?
Black Rose Organics.
Sorry.
The official cannabis partner of DeanBlundell.com. Go there today if you've got a medical license and sign up. They've got a whole entire ounce of premium 30% garlic sherbet right now that you can get for $175. Not three, not 400, 175. You also join the membership crew. Here's the fun part, too. You can mix and match all your different strains. So go there today. And if you want a medical license, I'll sign you up right at shop.blackroseorganics.com. Super easy. Shop.blackroseorganics.com. All right. Sorry, I'm done now, Locke.
I'm thinking of getting into the pot.
You should.
I was wondering if the car sponsor will let me have a car even though I don't have a license.
No.
No, you can buy a car. You just can't fucking drive it.
A dinky toy.
Yeah. So where do we want to start? Obviously, Ontario's getting fucked by a couple of different things. One is a virus. The other one is the Premier, Doug Ford, who announced some new restrictions today. I just want to read these restrictions before I get to what the fuck happened. Because it was a pretty depressing afternoon if you were kind of watching the news and kind of staying with it. I don't know if anybody else watched it. Did you watch any of it, Jeff? Did you see anything?
No, I was busy with porn. writing and reading it. So
yeah, I get it. I get it. No, I get it.
Longer and harder, I think, was the... Or no, longer and filthier. What was it?
Yeah.
Longer and...
Dirty.
Dirtier. Okay.
Dirtier. So, as you all know, we've got this enormous backlog of cases here in the province of Ontario. We not only have a backlog of cases, we've also got 700 people in ICU, which is only meant to for about 400 or 500, so overflow of ICU people. The variants of concern who've moved in. We are now getting fucked to the tune of this. Let me just put this up here. Vaccination rates, forget vaccination rates, we'll get them into a second. This is the positivity percentage. This is the amount of people testing positive based on flat testing. So we're doing the same amount of testing that we were when we were down here at around 3-4% when everybody was living free and easy. It was like, ah, this is so fun. There's no pandemic. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there is. And so because of that, we are here today. So Peel region, which is Mississauga, Brampton, etc., that's 15% positivity rate. Toronto, 11.3% positivity rate. York, where I live, 10.4. Durham, 9. Ontario as a whole is actually higher than that because this was done yesterday. Ontario is now 8.9%. Now,
so 100 people get tested, 15 of them are positive with COVID, which is quite high. They've said since day one. Just, yeah. I don't want to interject, but I just want to give people some context. They've said from day one that they want to keep the positivity rate based on the testing that we're doing. And Canada does a decent job of testing.
Right.
They've said they want to keep that number below 10. So anytime it's over 10, that's when they start to, they freak out a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And this isn't a normal freak out because the variants are way fucking worse. Now, this is a Government of Ontario slide. This is from put together for the government by scientists at McGill, University of Toronto. I think that's it. For sure not Ryerson. Anyway, but this is a graph that was put together about how bad things are right now. Now, keep in mind what you see there where it says last 2 weeks on the right. This is just in the last 2 weeks. The chart that we're on right now, or the course that we're on right now, because we haven't changed anything of significance, which means lockdowns are still shitty lockdowns. We still don't have any vaccines. People aren't really abiding by the mask mandate. People are still going to work. Essential work really is not even essential work. It's everybody that Doug Ford thinks he wants to help his friends out with whatever industry, and then he keeps that industry open. So effectively, we're in this place now where we've got 700 people in ICU. We admitted 74 more people today. This is baked in. This is going to continue to go up to the fucking moon. And ICU capacity in this province is about 450. That's shoving it. In 3 weeks, this modeling has indicated that we'll be at 2,000 people in intensive care. What they're doing now is literally pushing people across the province to places that have ICU that can take people.
Because what are the ICU numbers in across? What are the ICU availabilities in Ontario as a whole?
It's down.
Have you heard that number?
Yeah, Ontario as a whole is down to about 10-12% occupancy rate. You want it at about 50 because just in case some shit happens.
Just in case.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. So it's down to about 10%. So in the next, I would say, they're saying by the end of this week, next week, we should be at about 800-900 people in ICU. And that's when your fucking healthcare system collapses. That's when you can't get to people who are also really sick with other shit, right? People that have elective surgeries, let's say they've got a malignant tumor, they had to get out, they can't. People who had a brain aneurysm and they're getting some work done in their brain, you can't. People that have had any kind of malady outside of this, if you were supposed to have surgery, that's now been canceled indefinitely.
Can I say this out loud,
and I'll Dean? Just wait. Just let me explain one last thing. If you want to know how many surgeries have been put off because of this, this is just one of the fallouts, by the way. 250,000 elective surgeries, some life-saving, that have been postponed indefinitely in the province of Ontario because of this. Locke, sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, if you have a brain aneurysm and you need surgery in Canada, I'm pretty sure you're going to get it. I think the stuff you're talking about is the non-life-threatening surgeries. So it doesn't necessarily mean that people aren't slipping underneath the radar and they don't need these surgeries. I'm just saying, if you go into the hospital and they find out you got a brain bleed, I'm pretty sure they're going to put you on the list and you're going to get taken care of.
We don't know. I heard a doctor talking about it today on the news, and she was bawling her eyes out. It was on CTV. news.
Yeah, you're fucked in Ontario.
Yeah, we're completely fucked.
What's the mortality rate though? Like, what is it staying? Because I have heard, and I could be wrong, but we are doing a better job of treating the people that are sick, and we are keeping them alive. We're doing a better job of keeping people alive because we've been dealing with this for a year now. So the medical,
because our healthcare system hasn't been overrun. That's why now it's being overrun. Now
it's being overrun. But I'm just saying, I think the mortality rate is relative, and that's a good thing. Right. The mortality rate is remaining because it is in Alberta. Our numbers are fluctuating a bit. They're going up and down, but we're dealing with the similar number of mortality, like deaths because of COVID over the last 4, 5, 6 months, based on the fact that I think we're getting better at treating the individuals that are ending up in like in the severe side of the COVID thing.
But my understanding it's a great point. I don't have details on mortality rates in Ontario right now. I know testing is flat. I know we've quadrupled the amount of people who are coming back positive with it, even though testing's flat, which is a terrible sign. Mortality, not sure. We had 29 people die today. Yesterday, I think the number was about 20. So you're going to see that creep up. And the problem is that mortality rate isn't as bad as it's supposed to be right now because we haven't seen this thing run for 2 weeks, right? Like we're in this area now where not only are we just starting a brand new lockdown today, like a brand new lockdown inside the fourth lockdown. So technically it is our fifth, right? And for the next 2 weeks, no numbers will change. They'll just continue to escalate. It doesn't matter what we do. In every scenario, they did 4 models for the province of Ontario, which they presented today. In every scenario, as Dr. I think his name is Dr. Steiny Brown, the head science officer of the province of Ontario, said, "We're fucked." He literally said, "Listen." Someone asked him, "Listen,
please tell me he said we're fucked."
I wished he did. Is there anything we can do to change the trajectory of where we go over the next 2 weeks? He goes, no, the numbers we gave you are the numbers we gave you, and they're baked in. So you're going to see mortality go, 29, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80, 90, 100. Over the next 2 weeks, it's inevitable. You'll see dozens and dozens of people die every day from this.
2 quick questions. Yeah. What was the old license plate slogan in Ontario?
Yours to discover.
What did Ford change it to?
I'm a fucking loser.
I think
you've come up with a good alternative, a new one for Ontario as a whole. I just got a certain ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or where's Arby's? That'd be a good one. Where's Doug?
So the key findings in this study, we'll do this real quick. COVID-19 hospitalization, ICU occupancy at their highest level since March 2020. That was a year ago when we thought we had a handle on this. Variant cases arising, ICU compromising care for all patients. Ontarians can help themselves and others by, this is for the Chris Sky crew. This is for the anti-masker. Ontario can help themselves and others by limiting mobility to truly necessary trips when always wearing a mask, keeping 6-foot distance when in contact with anybody outside their household. Do we have
Is that new? The 6-foot thing?
No, it's always
a little joke. I know. Come on.
Hey, can I tell a quick story, Dean?
For sure you can.
Okay, so today we had Jimmy and I always have patio beers at the Dennis Adness, which is outside of his piece of shit apartment on the back steps, and we have a couple of beers on Friday, and one of the neighbors came out and it read, and he's unemployed and he's the anti-vaxxer and the anti-masker and all that. So he starts getting into the whole, the vaccine thing. And Jimmy tells him that he's getting the vaccine. I told you the story about how Jimmy sort of with a loophole, because he actually qualifies as obese because he's a little person and he weighs 140. So we got him an appointment for April 27th or something. He's actually getting the vaccine. And and he goes, oh, no. The Red goes, oh, no, you can't tell me you're getting the vaccine. And I said, no. You can't tell him not to get the vaccine because he wants to go home and see his fucking mother. I said, if you don't want to get the fucking vaccine, don't get it. Actually, I don't want you to get it. Stay in your fucking apartment, because if you don't get it, that means I'll get it quicker. you loser. So this is my new strategy with people that are like against the vaccine. I'm like, no, don't get it. That means I'll get it faster.
Yeah.
Then that's how we were dealing with Red today.
In fairness, Red's mom probably doesn't want to see him anyways. So she's probably telling him the same thing.
But then he started telling me about all of his family members and all their ailments and how they're all allergic to the vaccine. And I'm like, fuck, dude, stay off YouTube. What are you doing?
Yeah. It doesn't stop either, right? In the face of all of this, these new restrictions, which, by the way, here they are. This is Dr. Isaac Bogash. He's Total Studies, one of the biggest, most trustworthy, fact-based doctors in the province. These are the new measures. Limiting non-essential travel, helpful, prolonging stay at home. Yep, that's going to be another 6 weeks. So you're in it now for another 6 weeks, by the way. Woodsy, Jamesy, we're all locked down for 6 weeks. That's what's up. That's a minimum, okay? Increasing hotspot vaccine. Not a bad idea, right?
This is a doctor, right? This Isaac?
Yeah. He's awesome. Defining essential work. Probably good idea. We should probably do that. I don't think construction's essential work. I really don't in most cases. Support for essential workers doesn't exist in this new restriction. So they're still not pushing, you know, frontline workers to the front of the line to actually get the vaccine. Limiting outdoor recreation. One of the fucking parts of this whole thing is that 4G has said, and I love this, that you can't go outside either. And if you do go outside, let me just read this. If I'm not,
I thought outside was okay.
If you, it is, but not. It's weird.
Can you whack off in the park?
I'm
by myself.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
If you do go outside, the police are now allowed to pull you over, search you, question you, and ticket you at any point in time. So
holy shit.
It's martial law effect.
Maybe Chris Guy has a point.
cops can now, here in Ontario, this is big, folks. This is huge. Cops can now require any individual not at home to provide valid reasons, it says, for being out, and you have to provide a legitimate home address or you will get a fine. At least, just this is where they start now, $750.
This is going to go over well.
Yeah, that's going to go really well with the end.
They're only a year late in doing stuff like this, because we've been saying this every time we go on this podcast and talk about this topic, that we've never had a lockdown. We've had things called lockdowns, but we've had it's a sieve, right? There's essential workers and there's grocery stores and Walmart that are filled with hundreds of people. And, you know, there's people traveling in and out of the country. And so, I mean, this is like I don't know if this is too little, too late. I don't know. It's still that topic where the more you read it, the less you know. I don't know where all of these, new infections are coming from or the reasons why they're there. It can't just all be anti-maskers, can it? You know, I have no idea.
I know that the mayor
in Niagara, West Lincoln Mayor David Bilsma, led an anti-masking rally and now faces
the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and now he faces a $100,000 fine and prison time. Dope. So,
where are we at with this whole martial law bit, Woodsy? To me, I did all the stuff to get to this point because I didn't want this to happen, right? I wore my mask because I didn't want this to happen. I paid attention to restrictions because I'm like, I don't want the cops, you know, being able to stop me and frisk me and, you know, give me a ticket for just being me. But that's where we're at.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm sitting in a studio, as you guys know. You can tell there's drums behind me, and this is where my gear is. This is where I do my show. This is where I write my porn and do radio shows, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to do a Clorox edition later. I'm sure they'll want to hire me when they heard that I was doing porn from the same microphone.
They go hand in hand, Wincy. They go hand in hand, buddy.
Probably. To answer your question, though, I go home every evening to my little house in beautiful Thornbury. This is my girlfriend's house next to the studio. I mean, if they're going to pull me over, I saw one. This is where the rubber hits the road in terms of them taking it more seriously around here. I'm next to Blue Mountain Village. There's no skiing now. The ski season's over, but it was going to be over anyway because of what we're going through. Usually when I drive home, it's a 20-minute drive to Thornbury from Blue Mountain Village. I saw one car last night. a 20-minute drive. So people are actually really starting to take it seriously here. What happened in Thornbury, let me tell you, because it actually made national news, as I understand it, certainly provincial news, is that some kids had a bush party. You remember those, right?
Yeah.
And then they went home.
Grumble pit.
And they were all infected.
Jeff, if you don't mind, I watched a movie with the same title last night.
Bush Party 3. Your Mom, I think is the subtitle, which was really good, actually. The way your mom did that.
Yeah, yeah.
She's incredible. Very flexible for her age.
I found her to be quite dexterous.
Lots of dexterous, yeah.
A lot of
dexterity.
So Thornbury is effectively closed down. Yeah. Thornbury is the only little town with five coffee shops on the same street. They're all shut today. So what do I feel, though, about martial law? Forget about it. I mean, we all have reasons to leave the house. Mine is to go home to bed.
Yeah.
So I think that's a fair reason.
Yeah, but if you...
And Jeff, how much contact is Jeff having, though? Like, Jeff's having zero contact with the human race to do his job. He just drives
just girlfriend and kids. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it, right? Like, I mean, we need martial law to control... Woods?
No, we don't need martial law to control Woods. We need martial law to control people like this chick at Huff Gym today.
I don't want to see this.
I'm going to play this for you. This is a gym in Mississauga. This is a friend of Chris Sky, who we're debating apparently again on Tuesday.
Debating.
Yeah, debating.
Debating his teeth.
This is who needs... You could show a feature-length film on those bad boys. This is a woman who doesn't believe in science. She's a born-again Christian, hyper-religious. Don't know her name, but she owns a gym called Huff Gym.
Karen.
Karen is right. Chris was stumping for her today online. This is what happened with a global television news reporter. I want you to watch this. While Doug Ford is sewering Ontarians, and we have variants of concern in the amount of 5,000 today, 700 people in IC, while death reigns across the province, this dumb fuck wants her gym to stay open.
Is this okay with you, Sergeant?
Yeah.
You condone that, Sergeant?
I don't condone it. That's why I started to come over. You're standing here videotaping, and obviously you're agitating this group.
I'm not agitating. I'm standing back here.
I know, but they obviously have a problem with you. I don't know if you have a problem with
them. I'm a journalist. I'm doing my job, Sergeant.
Right.
Sergeant 1889, Sean O'Shea, Global News. I'm doing my job.
That was awful.
Did you see she had a butt burning?
Yeah, she had a smoke.
Was that a language? Do you think that was a language, or do you think she was speaking in tongues?
Yeah,
that's my question.
She was doing what evangelicals call speaking in tongues. Pentecostal evangelicals call speaking
in
tongues.
No.
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Well, they do that. Pentecostals 100%. Do that, but I don't know if that's what that
is. Yeah, dude. I'll play it for you again. I've been around it for the better part of my entire life until I, at the age of 30, realized Jesus was actually dead. Yeah, she thinks that she's speaking tongues. So that whole thing, it's like she's channeling God's language. That's what that is.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
We don't be really crazy if that really was God's language and then it just turned out God was just this insufferable piece of shit, you know?
Have you ever read the book God, the most undeserving evil dick in human history? It's a great fucking book.
I want to now.
Is that the title?
Yeah, I have it. My buddy Wolf sent it to me. He goes, get a load of this God guy. What a prick. And here's the funny part. Did you hear the cop at the end of that, who's also obviously an anti-masker or hoaxer, doesn't give a fuck about anybody's life other than his own? The cop was actually helping her be a degenerate piece of shit. He really was. And he was questioning.
Was he, though?
He was questioning a fucking news reporter who was there just recording it. Wasn't saying a word. Not a word. He's there.
But he was agitating them somehow.
But he's agitating them. And the cop's like, you're agitating them, because no, he wasn't. These people put out a fucking press release and said they weren't going to close their dumpy gym, which is probably a shithole to begin with. And what they wanted to do was get people to come and cover them being badasses. So guy from Global shows up and the cop tells the guy from Global he's doing something wrong, recording these people who asked them to come down to be recorded.
Was she part of the gym, you're saying? She's part of the gym.
I think she's an owner.
Yeah, she's got the cigarette. She's got the butt going.
How does she own something? That just means she's a yoga instructor. Every yoga instructor smokes. I don't know.
She had a hot body.
They got to stay thin.
No, she didn't, dude. Here's another video.
How could you even
solid
tell?
Solid yoga pants.
Watch yeah,
the no, Woods isn't off. Pants. She had a nice. Like she had a nice shitter. Like she's got a nice shitter. Have another look.
Here, okay. Here's a
just feed their family and not be on UBI. She's just terrible, eh, Sean? What are we gonna do with guys like this that want people to feed their kids for the next 20 years, right? We don't want to go along with the Klaus Schwab agenda.
I don't know, something about the Klaus Schwab agenda. I don't even fucking know what the Klaus
Schwab. I wanted to see the owner again to see if she had a good dumper.
No, she doesn't. Not a great buck.
Not those two. No. Wasn't it? Yeah.
I've never seen a cop hug a protester.
There's a reason why people want his job, though, right?
The cop?
And he should be. I think he should be suspended for sure. I think he should be suspended because, A, he was targeting the wrong person. He was not agitating anyone. And if he was agitating anyone, they're just being agitated because they're being covered on the news. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, on the day that we announce all these lockdown measures because people are being lackadaisical and thing with masks and social distancing, he's hugging her. Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
Yeah, you know? Right? That's a good point.
Good Lord.
On TV.
The cop got suspended today for not wearing a mask. Appeal police Twitter feed. Yeah. Cam J. Okay. Thank you, Cam. Good.
Yeah, his name is Sergeant J.M. Brown. That was the guy's name.
1889.
Yeah. Badge number 1889. Thanks, buddy. We're going to watch that video. That was awesome.
The bar was lowered this week in terms of police work, at least in America, because now the new bar is knowing the difference between a gun and a taser.
Ridiculous. You know what's crazy about those two? So the Dewante, I'm sorry, I forget his
Dante.
Name.
Is it
Dante?
Dante, yep.
Dante, right.
Dante, and then the 13-year-old?
Yeah, with
and
his
the 13-year-old
up.
Was more of a legit shoot than the other one was.
Because the guy had a gun,
he actually
right?
had a gun, and he dropped the gun and then put up his
Can
hands
we say this out loud, though, at any point? If anybody dies, regardless if it's a cop or...
It's bad.
A perp. It's just wrong. The gun conversation is just, it's pointless. It's so overrun with weapons down there. And you know what? If you get up every morning, and I'm not defending the cop, I'm just saying, if you get up in the morning and you got to get to work and go to work and deal with the possibility that half the people you're going to encounter or a quarter or whatever, it doesn't even fucking matter, might be armed, and you got to ask them to stand down, and you might have to be in a situation where you have to defend your life or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, I would be stressed the fuck out. I mean, I'm not justifying what she did.
Then you probably shouldn't be a cop.
But I'm just saying,
holding a gun.
Who can say that they would be able to handle a situation like that calmly? There's very few, very few. I don't care what kind of training you go through. If you're every day, every encounter possibly leads to somebody pulling a gun.
Did you see either of these videos, Locke?
I did. And I'm not saying I'm defending anybody. I'm not defending anybody. I'm saying the stress that you would be under if you were in a situation where you had to make a decision to pull a fucking weapon out.
Yeah.
Is fucking unbelievable.
Well,
it's
I think you kind of nailed it when you said you don't care about the training. I don't think you meant that literally, because I think the training
is the problem.
Is the problem. So people, there's a 21-foot rule. A lot of people don't know this, but after 9/11, the Toronto Police Department adopted new police training directly from New York City. And there's a 21-foot rule. So if you remember the Sammy Yatim incident on the streetcar in Toronto, where he's in the streetcar, he's literally by himself and he still manages to get shot and killed.
He's in the door.
I know. And he had a knife. And so there's a 21-foot rule where if a cop is within 21 feet, and that's an estimation, I guess, on the cop's best judgment, then you can shoot to kill if the person has a knife for some reason. And so this guy that shot Sammy Yatim, he was charged. I don't know how that case went. I can't even remember if it's still going
on. Second degree murder.
He's in jail. Yeah, the guy is in jail. He's
right.
Yeah.
But I think the point is that they added a militarization thing to the to the police training. And it was like they prioritized the potential of a cop being injured over the life of a suspect. And that was that. That wasn't like, it wasn't like that last millennium. Like, it wasn't. So we're now living in a new age where cops are killing people because their training deems it okay, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't have an answer, obviously. But
because how I much just think training? It's absolutely fucking hilarious that
like
a
once
white
you go
woman, a white woman who owns a gym in Mississauga, is allowed to act like an absolute piece of shit. But a black guy in Minneapolis can't get in the back of a cop car without getting shot to death by a cop that doesn't know the difference between a taser and a gun. Six people have died from 8 million injections of the J&J vaccine, and that got paused today. Eight people got shot at a FedEx shop in Indianapolis yesterday. We have a fucking problem.
That's like, a really
a problem
good
with fucking priorities. We really do. If you want to talk about this as a whole, we have a fucking major problem with priorities. Major.
You're hey, not listen, wrong.
Guess who's here? Bonzi.
What?
There he is.
Hey, we got 12 minutes to wrap up, Bonzi. You better hurry up, bud.
No, we don't.
Sorry, sorry. You caught me 24. Off guard. What's good today,
Jeff? Buddy? Jeff Woods, Bonzi, Bonzi, Jeff Woods. Bonzi's on. Is in the States. I believe he's in and around Texas. I could be wrong, but he's on the Midlife Crisis Bus Tour right now.
I love it.
Where are
I
you?
I fucking love it.
I'm in Irving, Texas. Been in around the Dallas area for a while now, just touring different things, checking out different things, also getting some crazy work done on the bus. Got two new front meets put on. It's important to have good steers. And then I've had a couple air leaks on the bus, so we're currently getting all the problems, not out of my ass, out of the bus's ass. So we're getting everything taken care of so that we can hit the road fully smooth and not have any problems, especially because I'm heading to like the desert area, New Mexico, and Arizona after this. So spending a bit of money on the coach just to make sure I'm safe down the road.
Yeah. Good to see you. I'm glad you're safe.
Have you figured out the shitter, like, and how to dump the crapper?
Yeah, we got that all figured out now.
Okay.
I got that all figured out now because I'm officially alone. I got rid of, she's gone and her stuff's gone. And she's doing her own thing, and I'm doing mine. Thank you. Yeah. And it was about time.
Hitchhikers.
No hard feelings. And, you know, it is what it is. We parted ways peacefully. And it really feels awesome to be on this bus fully on my own, just me and the dog. And we've been having a great time, man. I've seen some really cool stuff.
I hope you and the dog haven't been having too great a time.
No, listen, he's been getting taken better care of than I have, especially – the Mexicans have been feeding them like we've ate like kings, both of us. Actually, the past couple nights have been pretty awesome here at this place. I'm actually at a called the American Bus Specialists, and they do amazing work here. Well, some Mexican country band has been here the past couple nights. They're playing live tonight in Dallas, Texas. You joke. I'm going to film it all for them. I'm going to take pictures and hang out with the Mexican country band tonight.
So who were you hanging out with the other day when you sent me the video of the dude called Pinocchio?
That's them, dude. That was from last night.
Oh, no, I don't have it. Who is it? Those are the guys that are doing your bus? This guy's like, hey, that's my friend Pinocchio. He sent me a video. And the guy's like, why do you call yourself Pinocchio? And he's like, because I lie. And then he pulled down his pants, and he literally has Pinocchio tattooed from his navel down to his wiener. And when he gets a boner, the tattoo is Pinocchio's nose. Like, he literally showed the video of it.
It's unbelievable. I didn't know whether to keep filming or turn around or just like go back on the bus or what, but you can't make that stuff up, dude. He literally whipped his stuff out and showed me Pinocchio.
It's a penis. It's a penis, Bonzi.
Yeah, it is. I've seen plenty. I've played enough sports, but I just never expected to see kind of Pinocchio's face in a tattoo form. And then
good hog on him.
And the girls his line was, he always says, the girls want him to lie to them.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
That was the Mexican country band. They're something else, man. They have got
what's their name
on the road.
What's
they're
their
the
name?
Black Stallions.
The Black Stallions, Mexican country band.
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta tell you, all of that sounds racist. But I gotta tell you something.
All of it.
All of it. The whole thing sounds reasonable. You just sounded like a tremendous racist, but you're in Texas, so that's cool. You guys had 2,500 cases in Texas yesterday, COVID cases. They haven't been masking. This is how fucked we are in Ontario. 2,500 cases yesterday. We have 5,000 here today. They have 30 million people. We have 14 million.
They're not testing in Texas.
You left Canada at the exact right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fully agree with that. And listen, being in Texas and all, there is no mask mandate here. But yeah. I'm really proud of the Texans here because, you know, I think it's all about taking care of one another at this point. Most of them have been vaccinated, but I've been to a couple of Walmarts. I've been to a couple of bars, been to AT&T and T-Mobile yesterday. Everybody's wearing their mask everywhere you go. So you can't sit here and say, if looking from back there and going, oh, Texas is crazy. You know, there's no mask. But I know the ballpark was a little nuts, but even the people there were wearing masks if you weren't in your seat. And it is what it is down here. But yeah, the good thing is people are still complying with wearing their masks and doing their part down here.
Mm-hmm. I want Pinocchio to walk behind you right now and just wave at us.
They're not here. They just left. They had to get set up and stuff for the big show tonight over. And we're about 25, 30 minutes from Dallas. So the owner of this place is actually taking me over. He said we're taking the Rolls Royce later. So hopefully, because there's a Rolls Royce parked in this garage right next to my bus, actually, and it is pimping. So we'll see if he's true to his word. But he better, for the price I'm paying for this work on this bus. I should be rolling in a Rolls Royce tonight.
Hey, be careful. Are you Glorious Suns fan?
I love the Glorious Suns and the Travis.
Right behind you.
I'm not sure if you can tell.
But, good yeah. Kingston boys.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I saw the sign there. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, he's got all Kingston there, Woodsy. Look at that. He's got Don Cherry. Yeah. He's got Gord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just name my dog Kingston. Got a new puppy. Yeah.
Oh, and named it Kingston.
Kingston. Yeah. Awesome. Named him Kingston. Awesome. Yeah. Because of Kingston, Ontario. Yeah.
So even cool your shirt is Kingston now, right? Because that's what Gord wore on the tour.
That's a Jaws. That's a Downey shirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did he make those shirts fucking like super famous? Because I don't remember.
I know like seven people.
Until I saw him on the last time he was on stage.
I know seven people that got that shirt because he wore that.
I fucking have it. I have that shirt.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I mean, it's such a cool thing. And if the way Gordy thinks, he's super poetic and thinks outside the box and real deep. It's like, you know, basically wore it on the last tour, knowing that Jaws was coming to get him and he was going to die. He knew. Nobody wanted to say it on the tour, but we knew that was the tragedy.
Oh, was that what was behind the shirt?
Yeah. I think so. That's my mm-hmm. interpretation. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of thinking the way Gord thinks, and just from
you're not the only one who said that. I've heard that out loud, actually. Yeah.
I think there's definitely a connection there with it for sure. Jaws is coming to get him, and he didn't know how long he had to live. You know, with the surgery he had done, he opted for the one where he could have more memory, but a shorter term of life, and so it was like, Jaws is coming, man.
Hmm. Fascinating. Oh. I just thought he made those shirts crazy. Cool because of Jaws.
Yeah.
Just thought I loved Jaws.
I loved that tour.
It was amazing.
I loved how it was the Kingston one. And I woke up that morning and it was like, I'm sorry to bring this off topic a little bit, but like I woke up that morning.
I don't think you're that sorry.
I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm very thankful that I did it. But I woke up that morning of the Kingston show, and I lived in the beaches in Toronto, and I walked to the corner store. I had to get rolling papers, and on the way there, every car was playing a Tragically Hip song. It was like Wheat Kings, and on the way there, and it was like Ahead by a Century on the way back. And then that night at the concert, I watched it on TV. I went outside, and when they were playing Bob Cajun, I could hear in the distance like 100 people all at different houses singing this song. And it was crazy. It was really so cool. It was magical. Yeah, and I wrote a piece for the Huffington Post that I can't read to this day because I remember how I felt when I wrote it. And I get choked up reading it because of how I felt that day. It was amazing.
Mm. Like, Jeff Woods, you've interviewed Gord probably 100 times.
The last interviewed Gord was in the early 2000s for the Inviolate Light. You know, the whole band, The Hip, were playing Club 279 up above the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
Dundas, you know, when we were working together, you and I, pal. And so they would play a couple of songs in concert for the studio audience, and then we would chat. And the other day, might come as a surprise to some people, Gord Sinclair has a solo album out. and he's got a
the guy from The Odds, right? No,
from Tragically Hip, dude.
The bassist from the Tragically Hip.
No. He's Gord did a record with.
Oh, sorry. No, with the guys from the Trues. John Angus and Colin. So the four of us got on a call the other day and chatted about Gord's new album. And I hadn't seen him since that show in 2001. I didn't talk extensively to Gord Downie, but when I did, he was what you expect: cerebral, eclectic, eccentric.
He did not like interviews.
No, he didn't love them. But you know what? That was the funniest thing, because at the start of that interview, I asked him a question. I said, "So Gord, you go into a toy store in, I think it was Amsterdam, and you come out with a song." You know, it's a really quick way of asking a question. He knew what I was talking about, and he said,
"Gift shop."
He said it didn't really happen that way. He was being a bit of a prick, and I said, "Well, he was right, because he doesn't love interviews, and we hadn't had an in-depth one." But we were both there for the same reason, to sell some Tragically Hip records and to have some radio listeners. So, but he changed his tune by the end of the 90-minute show. I don't think he even knew who I was. It was funny. He goes, "So they're playing, the band's playing, and it's going to fade down in a second at the end of the 90 minutes, this national radio special." And so Gord's like over top of the band playing away. He's like, "I'd like to thank Club 279. And Q107 and Jeff," like he didn't know my last name. I thought it was
Jeff, and I, Jeff, and I, the fucking radio guy.
I buckled over with laughter because I thought that was really cute.
Yeah. You know awesome. What I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Anyway.
We've all done it. We've all done it. Huh?
Gord did not like interviews.
In the world is when you're talking to someone and you're introducing them. This is, you know, their first name, but not their last. And you're like, "John Smith, this is Jeff."
Name of God.
At least he remembered Jeff.
It was great. At least he thanked me. He made an effort.
Do you want to hear something funny? I think you do. In Miami, I interviewed Tiffany. Remember Tiffany? Remember Tiffany. Pop star Tiffany?
You think you're alone now?
Yeah,
Tiffany
doesn't seem to be anyone
so around. It was Winter Music Conference 2004, and I went there on someone else's dime to interview DJs and stuff, and Tiffany just happened to be at this place that I was at. So I took her outside, and I didn't even know what I was going to. Oh, she did a single.
Yeah,
with
you
Second
did.
Son. She did a single with Second Son, this like house music guy, and her boyfriend was mad at her. And she told me, she's like, during the interview, because it wasn't taped, it was just me with the thing, right? Because it was before smartphones. And she's like, "Can you do me a favor?" And I'm like, "What?" She's like, "Just go to kiss me on the cheek at the end of the interview, because my boyfriend's over there and he's not going to be my boyfriend by tomorrow." And I'm like, "Okay." And when I did it, she grabbed my face and she gave me a big kiss and she went like that. And I looked over and there's this gigantic man. And his name was like Gaston or something. It was this French guy with long hair. And he's like, he walks up and he's like, he goes like this: "I am not mad at you." And he walks in. And I just walk out to my buddies and I'm like, "I just kissed Tiffany," or "She just kissed me, I think." And
then you should have slept with her. Yeah. What were you
thinking? That was opportunity wasted.
You should have.
You should have asked to see if she wanted the snack size Kit Kat.
And I was that was on the heels of my girlfriend at the time fucking my uncle. We'll get to that in another podcast.
Uncle That's
a long
Fucker.
Show. That's a long show.
Uncle Fucker.
I totally Uncle made a rap song called Uncle Fucker, and I stole that hook from the South Park song.
Wow, James. We just went from and we could never do this without you, by the way. Let me add, you're incredible. We just went from a great story about Tragically Hip and forgetting
Tiffany.
Jeff's name, to your girlfriend being an Uncle Fucker, and you knew that after Tiffany made out with you. Did she slip your tongue? Yes or no?
I think I'm alone now. It was one of those.
I think I'm alone now.
It wasn't like but it was like, are the flatness of our tongues touched for a moment? You know,
that's great. That's great. Yeah, it's good for you. Good for you.
I guess. Yeah, well done.
You know,
well done.
She was using me.
No, finger cul-de-sac, but you got a kiss.
No two finger cul-de-sac. What? Speaking of love, speaking of James's love life and love, did you guys? You know that A-Rod and J-Lo broke up, and normally we wouldn't cover like pop culture news and stuff like this about a celebrity couple, because I think that stuff is absolutely fucking weird. By the way, in case you're wondering why Lachlan's face is red, he just may have a myocardial infarction in the next 5 minutes.
Well, I'm an alcoholic.
So that's red right
part
now.
Part of the reason why I'm red.
So red.
You'll see.
But I want to play this video. A-Rod put this out on because they broke up, right? J-Lo and A-Rod. Because my understanding, not that it fucking matters because it's like celebrity news, is that he wouldn't stop banging Instagram models. So she's like, you got to go, man.
That'll do it.
So he that'll do it. So he puts this out, and just a quick scan from the room. Answer this question after. Have any of you ever done this on social media after a breakup? You're gonna have. I never liked him. Now I fucking hate him.
No, he's a tool. He was not liked as a player. He's.
Did you hear Coldplay in the background too? That Fix You. Did you hear that fucking guy? Coldplay's Fix
Was
You.
It their hit? He's like Yellow. A
45-year-old multi-millionaire who cheated. Can go and get anything he wants, and he can't stop fucking Instagram models. But the second the hottest chick on the planet leaves him, he's like, "Put on the Coldplay."
Poor A-Rod.
You know, ever since he stopped doing steroids, he's just never been the same.
No. Do not feel bad for A-Rod.
I don't feel bad for these guys either who got fired. Did you hear this story about the drywall crew that works for Matami Homes in Toronto?
Hey, guys, let's get a hooker. That okay.
Had a hooker delivered to them at lunch.
Look at Bonzi's face.
Oh, Bonzi, I'll send you the video. I sent the video to the boys. I don't know if I'll send it to you.
Make
as
sure
well.
You social distance.
And I'm not gonna put the video up because I think it's illegal. Because I don't know if the sex worker that these drywall guys from Nelmar Drywall.
I don't think you see her face, do you?
In the video. Oh yeah.
Oh, you do. I was looking elsewhere. Yeah. Apparently.
She's putting on her best fake smile. You are so big, Daddy.
So this is one of the pictures that was leaked today from the video. So
Portuguese drywall crew.
Don't know their nationality. Good chance. Okay. They're from
I'm going
that area
of
the
I'm
going
to say Oshawa on this one.
But this is a sex worker who showed up to a construction site. The drywallers were taping and mudding into taping.
Well, they got good
mudding.
Taste in vodka.
And he's pouring Grey Goose down the ass crack for a butthole shot right there. Then we got this. This is pretty good. I think you could probably figure out what's going on here, Jeffy, right?
This is us not watching it. I love this.
Yeah.
This is like the old Shopping Channel. Remember? It was like one frame every 10 minutes.
These guys, keep in mind, these guys are at work.
He lost a quarter, I think. He's just looking for it.
No, they're leveling the wall.
Oh, yeah. That's not how you do CPR.
They're just making sure it's plumb.
Hey, Costa, have you seen my keys? No, Louis, I have not seen your keys. Well, I'll look in here for the keys, Costa. There's Costa looking for the keys. You'll find them. This is Costa coming up for some breath. Look at him. Oh, my God. I fucking have to breathe sometime. I'm 90.
Are those Crocs?
No, they're Skechers.
Dean, you better not blur the face because he kind of resembles you in that one.
Don't worry. I got him here, too. Here's a good look at his face. This is him going, no, I want to sexually assault this young woman.
Oh, God.
No,
he knows the two-finger cul-de-sac. That guy, I can tell.
If you can't find the keys, I'll find the keys.
God, he looks like Henry Rollins. Look at him.
He does. He looks like Henry Rollins' uncle. No.
Wow. And this is him with a firm grip on a woman who's just trying to make a few hundred bucks during the fucking COVID campaign to pay her bills.
Yeah.
So these guys were.
Thank you, Natalia.
That kills me is this one though. I know what's going on here.
What's going on there, Dean?
I'm bobbing for a wedding ring. Let's play Bob for the wedding rings.
Your accent puts the UN in cunnilingus.
Has anybody seen my stapler?
Hey, I would like to tape and mud that crack right now. So just so you know, the company Homes, Mattamy Homes, it's middle of the day yesterday.
One of the GTA's, in masks.
Well, that's the problem. One of the GTA's largest property developers says it was, quote, this was extremely inappropriate and entirely unacceptable.
No shit.
After he was done high-fiving them all.
I bet you he paid for it.
Meanwhile, construction is essential.
Thank you, Woods.
During a lockdown and a pandemic, those guys are going for a little lunch chew.
So, can I tell a quick story?
Yeah, please. Dean, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah,
I went to a hockey tournament in Vegas, and at one point during dinner, when we first went down there, we all went to the steakhouse, and I went down with a guy with a bunch of guys with money. We had this guy coming around. Somebody was having a birthday, like they were turning 40 or something. And this guy comes around to us and leans in. He's like, hey, I need $100 US. And I'm like, for what? He's like, well, for entertainment for John. It's his 40th birthday. And I'm like, $100 fucking. I'm like, okay, all right. Like, I'm not the richest guy at the fucking table, but I don't want to be the one that says no. So I peel off $100. And I give it to him, and he goes around the table, and I'm doing the math, and I'm like, there's like fucking 22 of us here. What do they need that much money for? So anyway, it was announced that we were supposed to all gather for John's 40th birthday party in a hotel. One of the guys had a suite. One of the guys was a lawyer, So, and we get there, and they bring the entertainment out, and it's three strippers, and the guy that they were doing this for was not the guy you do this for. He was not a willing participant.
Smart.
And so there is a bit of a presentation, and there's a dance and a everything, and
like a PowerPoint. So like
what I don't know what else to call it.
Just so you know, it's called a strip show.
Yeah. So anyway, they take this guy, and they lay him down on the floor in the middle of the room in front of 22 other fucking idiots. We're all drunk. And the girls put a dildo on his head, on his forehead.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like this, they lie him down on the floor, and of course, I couldn't help myself. I'm like, John, stop looking at me cross-eyed, like dick-eyed. Like, and then it just went nuts. And we were all laughing so hard. I had to leave. I didn't even see. But I'm like, $2,200 for, it was one of those nights where I was like, why are we here? What are we doing? What? And I just left. And I'm pretty sure that evening, like, these guys, I don't know what they paid for that, but these guys, anyway.
I bet you it was like $400 a piece, and then the rest was spent on booze and cocaine, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. Like $2,200 US, we're in Vegas, too.
You know, your first clue, Lachlan, was, hey, there's a hockey tournament in Las Vegas. No, it's not for me.
Never heard that before.
I think it's time.
Yeah, there is tournaments in Vegas, though.
Yeah,
they go down
all the time.
They're
all there for the same thing. As it's you go the play same hockey thing. And get shittered and have sex with prostitutes. After,
and have some girl named Natalia squat on your forehead.
That's the point that I was making, was somebody was benefiting from the $2,200, and it wasn't John. Poor John. Anyway.
He had the right name.
Great story. Just trying to figure out why you told it.
Good segue. Use the segue, Dean.
She was this Portuguese.
Speaking of which, it's time to end our podcast because we're getting close to 1 hour, and I said I'd be done in an hour.
By the way, if she was Portuguese, if they would have been like $60-$70, but go on.
You know what? He could have got a real deal if he just asked this chick to do some stuff. She'd be in for a pack of Marlboros. Guaranteed. Anyway, time for the erotic bedtime stories, ladies and gentlemen. We've held off for a whole week. Jeff Woods, OnlyFans, bedtime stories. Jeff Woods, bedtime stories.
You know what we can do here? We can get Bonzi to to pick who he thinks the stories are, like who wrote the stories.
There you go. So Jeff's got an OnlyFans account. The OnlyFans account deals in adult porn, but it's just spoken word. It's bedtime stories, erotic adventures, as written and told by Jeff Woods from at Jeff Woods Radio.
That's right.
So what do you have? You got four stories. You got one from all of us. Bonzi, yeah. You got to judge these. You won't know who wrote any of them, by the way.
About a week ago, James and Locker and Dean submitted their stories. I guess the prerequisite was do like four sentences.
Yeah.
They're all about the same length. They're all four sentences-ish, a paragraph each. I put one in too, just so we have the four of us represented. Mm-hmm. I'll read them in random order, one by one. And I guess people, you know, decide which one's the best. And I guess
I'll see if I can guess.
Bonzi, you have to guess whose story.
I just blocked my aunt and uncle, who are really religious, from the live stream on Facebook.
Are you fucking insane? Those are the only people that have to see this.
Stop it, please. They don't know. They don't know things about me.
They don't?
No. Jesus Christ. No.
Did you write seriously? Is because I did mine and
I thought everyone was going to write it seriously. That's
I was serious.
Doing.
All right. Yeah.
Mine's an excerpt right from a story that I wrote for the bedtime stories.
Okay. Random stories. Don't know who wrote these. We all wrote erotic stories, including Jeff. Bonzi's going to judge. Start wherever you want.
I don't want to say what mine's about.
Yeah. Story number one. Watch. Here comes story number one, randomly. They were playing their favorite bedroom game, the 5-minute dictator, where one is the master of events and the other the obedient, grateful participant. She kneels immediately, but he's already carrying her by her throat towards the back wall, her legs wrapped around his ribs, making it easier for him to carry her. They've been here before. It's the one where he slowly fucks her hungry little mouth while her head is pressed against the wall. She quietly laughs every time she hears that delicious, dirty sound of his head popping from her swollen lips.
That's not mine.
The clock shows the first 5 minutes have almost expired. 5 minutes of his cock disappearing in and out of her mouth with her pinned helplessly, her tears of lustful joy soaking her face just like the first dictator had hoped. Time's up. Now it's his turn.
I get it. Dictator.
Wow.
Story number one.
Wow. Well done, Wordsmith. I don't know who that was.
Bonzi, who was that?
No, not till the end. Not yet.
Okay.
Write it down, Bonzi, so you don't forget.
I'm going to write it down.
Lock, you're too drunk to be in charge of the show right now. Okay. Just so you know, let me take care of the details. You can fill in the color.
That's,
okay,
I'm
just
get that.
You host the show every day. Relax,
I know. I don't need to. That's not my role here.
Like a sunset visual while Jeff reads it or something.
Do you guys want me to put on some jazz music?
A
while
rocket
we're
ship.
To this kind of
We do need a little soft jazz. He listens to jazz all day. And smokes weed. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. This is Dean. This is the Dean we know and love.
So, Jeff, you're doing your own OnlyFans thing with voice. I'm thinking of I got this whole bus to myself now. I'm thinking of starting an OnlyFans account for the ladies. I got a whole badass bedroom back there, suite, if you will, and I think I can make some pretty good money. It might even hit it off in the gay community. Who knows?
Whatever. You know what?
All right.
Speaking of which, my subscribers are about 50-50 male female at this point.
Yeah, hey.
That's awesome. How's the tunes? Good? We are?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
It'd be better if there were vocals.
Smooth jazz. We just need smooth jazz. What's happened to the smooth Why have you got Bessie Smith going here?
I don't know. I'll go turn it off.
Yeah,
the vocal it will compete with my filthy stories.
You just can't find good leadership these days, you know?
Now we're good. Okay, story number two, Jeff.
Okay, here we go. Story number two. He walked into the room, licking the chicken wing sauce off his fingers with a perplexed look on his face. Babe, he said, I think I need to take a quick shit before we get after it. Is that cool with you? Disgusted, she sat up in her sexy negligee disturbing the sexy pose she was striking on the futon mattress, she calls the couch. Only if you let me go first, babe. Oh. Mama. Oh. Mama has a growler on deck.
Wow.
That could be problematic if you go back door.
I'm done.
You can tell that's not mine.
That's not Woods.
Oh. Oh, shit. I think we need to hear that again. I loved it so much. Everybody has to laugh quietly. Stay drunk, Locke. Go ahead, Jeff. One more time for effect.
Don't read that one again.
Read it one more time. Story number two.
It's called Beat Hook.
I'll turn Locke
down. Locke's going to burst in a minute.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, Locker. Shh. He walked into the room, licking the chicken wing sauce off his fingers with a perplexed look on his face. Baby said, I think I need to take a quick shit before we get after it. Is that cool? Disgusted, she sat up in her sexy negligee, disturbing the sexy pose she was striking on the futon mattress she calls the couch. Only if you let me go first, babe. Mama's got a growler on deck that could be problematic if you go back door.
Wow, man. Wow.
Jeff Woods, ladies and gentlemen. All right, story number three, Jeffy.
Random story number three.
That hurt.
She'd showered away, and he'd miss it and implore her to come to him next when she'd been running and sweating, unbathed and ripe. The thrill was in the extremes, her riveting green eyes, her luscious lips, her full and protruding ass. The physical extremes that attracted to him in the first place. But nothing more so than the way she smelled when she sweat to the point it dripped from under her arms and filled his head with thoughts that led to acts by bodies soaked and spent on hot summer afternoons. It's a little more tame.
Who the fuck wrote that?
Little.
I know who wrote that one.
The red guy.
Don't say anything.
You know what I got out of that? Whoever wrote that only wants to bang his wife after she goes for like an hour-long jog and she's ripe.
Ripe.
Ripe is the best word. Oh, my God.
Ripe.
Honey, let's do it. No, you got to go for a jog.
I knew this was going to be difficult.
All right, Jeff Woods, story number four.
Story number four. We spent most of the night talking and drinking. I reached a point where I thought it was a good idea to sign off. Sarah stood in my way. She put one hand on my chest, the other she used to grab my belt. She pushed me towards the back of the camper. She was much smaller than me, but it didn't take her much effort to get me on the bed. She smelled like homemade wine and cigarettes.
Delicious.
I was young, drunk, but hyper-aware of what was about to go down. I mumbled something about her husband catching us, which did nothing to slow her down.
The camper? Pushed her to the back of the fucking camper?
She smelled of wine and cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
I love it. That's the best line.
All right, Bonzi.
Okay, here's what I got. Story number one, I'm going to go with Jeff. Mm-mm. No? Okay. Mm-mm. Let's see if I get any of this right. Story number two, chicken wing sauce and all that nonsense. Got to be Locke, right?
No.
Okay, no. Number three is James.
You're really good at this.
Number three is James?
No, and I got number four at Dean.
Are you fucking serious? No, I'm not that ridiculous.
I think Dean's and Locker's are kind of like down the same road and could have gone either way.
Stupid so and juvenile. Over. What's that?
I went over.
Okay, so which one was your favorite? Number one, number two, number three, or number four?
So you had the dictator, and then number two, you had the growler on deck.
Chicken wing.
That wins for me. Growler on deck wins for you. No, so story number two is the best one?
Story number two is the best.
Growler on deck.
Hey! Oh, no way.
Come on. Dude, that was this guy would be a camper.
Number three was the stinky girl, and yeah, number four was the one that couldn't be slowed down in the back.
Okay, who wrote the stinky girl?
I thought you did.
It was me because it was very early in a 25-minute piece. It was about the smell and the attraction of smell.
Dude, don't say that because you lost. Like it was only early in the piece.
Okay?
I'll just write your shit from now on. It's okay. Oh,
man. You can't imagine where that story goes.
Chicken wings. Oh.
Dude, I got so many more. Like I wrote one the other day that had something to do with a brisket and a hammer.
Dude, you got a new calling, man.
You're on brand.
Yeah. Wow. In synagogue.
Art imitating life. Synagogue.
Hey, can I tell you that mine was actually based in, based on something that actually happened to me?
Tell us more.
Okay.
James, the library wants you in the Dewey Decimal aisle right now. They need you in fiction.
The prison's calling.
Yeah. James, the library needs you
reading
in the fiction.
Reading time is over. Yeah. For the inmates, reading time's over. Oh, is he talking to his wife? I need to hear this.
Okay. Dude, no, I'm talking to some guy that just called the library after hours. Go ahead.
Yeah. Told you, he's at the library. James, get over here. We need you in
the library after hours.
The prisoners have to go at certain times?
No.
To the library?
It's not a prison. It's a library. All right.
If you were a gangster, you'd be Glocklin. I just wanted to say that.
At Bonzi Live is where you can find our friend, Mr. Greg Bond. Thank you for doing this. Good to see you. When are you back on the road? And shocked you're still alive. Really happy.
Bonzi, come get me. Come get me.
Yeah.
Come get me, buddy.
Fly down here, Locke. We'll just do your show on the road from the bus. I'm all set up, bro.
Fuck. I'm so in. I am so ready for a midlife crisis. I'm going to need to join you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Well, appreciate it. Bonzi Live, too. You can trip in with Bonzi on YouTube, Bonzi Live everywhere else. Really appreciate you doing this, brother. And again, really happy to see you. You've been so much fun to watch. Go through Graceland, meeting guys with big dicks, enjoying your time and barbecues with a whole bunch of Mexican bands. Great job. It's been fun to watch.
Toilet Seat Museum, by the way, the other day. That was a blast. I think I'm here for another day or two to make sure everything's tickety-boo with the bus, and then we'll be hitting Waco. I'll do some live stuff and hits from Corrective Site. I'm also going to hit up Chris and Joanne from HGTV, hopefully as well. So, and then after that's off.
I love Joanne.
Didn't they burn the Waco thing down?
Yeah, they did. But
it's
they're
all
still
burnt down. There's some remnants and shit there.
Okay,
like a memorial.
David Koresh.
Yeah. And then Austin, Texas. I can't wait to get to Austin. We got some really cool stuff lined up. And then after Austin, I'm heading to Centerville, which is about half an hour to 45 minutes west of Austin. And that's where I'm going to the ranch. I talked to the guy last night. We're all set up. He's going to be taking me. He's got, I think, 40 acres. I could be wrong on that. It might be 22. But regardless, it's this huge ranch. He's got wild hogs out there. He's got fishing ponds. So we're going to be shooting shit. We're going to be fishing. We're going to be just having a great time. We're going to be doing some golfing as well. So stick around for that. That's going to be some awesome footage coming up.
Did you ever see Deliverance?
I've seen it, but I don't remember.
Squeal.
They will have to watch it on the road.
Because they are going hunting. They are going hunting when he gets to Austin. I do know that.
Bonzi's going to be shooting some guns pretty soon, and that's going to be pretty epic.
Great to see you, Bonzi. You stay safe. Okay, brother. We'll talk to you soon. That is Greg Bond, Bonzi Live, at Bonzi Live on Twitter. He's doing the Midlife Crisis Tour all over the United States. One of the great guys.
I fucking love him.
Yeah,
I love him too. But before we wrap up, I was hoping for feedback from the professional over there. I really was. I took this shit seriously, Chicken Wing and Camper Guy. Did you guys think it's your story?
Yeah, your story was the one that had the throat in it.
Yes. Yeah. I just wanted. Did you guys get it? Because there's something to get there.
I knew it was you.
No, but
I knew it was you because it kind of scared me.
It felt good.
But listen. I don't want to over-explain, but you guys got it, right? Like that whole thing with her getting grabbed by the throat and getting her face fucked and everything. That was her 5 minutes of dictating. You guys got that, right? Because at the end, yes. It was his. Yeah, okay, good. Yes.
She was in charge. Large and in charge.
That's right. I wanted feedback from the professional. I still do. Jeff?
I'm going to have to reserve.
You want validation on your kinks? I think this is the wrong podcast.
Because I was worried about you before. Now I'm a little bit scared.
No, because you know what?
What are you talking about? You're the one who's fucking jerking off and like having sex after like taking a shit and eating chicken wings.
Yeah, that was a little odd.
Who doesn't take a shit before they have sex? You have to.
Honey, garlic or hot sauce? Exactly. Hot sauce. Come right here, baby. You don't need to wash your hands.
At James D. Fiore, blackballmedia.ca is where you can find him. Just DM Jeff. Just DM him and you can figure it out.
That sounds awful.
Listen, what you wrote, if I was into erotic, spoken words and stories, I would say what you wrote would be right up there with Jeff, who I consider a pro.
I think you could go pro. Insult to Jeff, I think, a little bit.
No, it isn't.
Yours was good.
Dude, you're already James, good writer yours was good. And you're disturbed, so you'll win every time. You do a great... You should do it. You should actually do it more often. Write for Jeff. Send him some more stuff.
Don't get read it, though. You. Your voice is kind of annoying. Give it to Jeff.
Okay.
I've got a new contributor to my Jeff Wood's Bedtime Stories OnlyFans because I haven't written strictly girl-on-girl lesbian stuff before. So,
Get more of that out.
Madam Blue has stepped up, and I'm going to do a bonus story on Sunday. I'm going to post it of two girls on a train being watched by a guy with a newspaper. He's like, oh. And they get it on. My story is an outdoor adventure. I'm going to go and finish it and post it right after we get done here.
Yeah, at OnlyFans, where you can go and subscribe for like $6 or something like
that. Yeah, $6.99 a month. Yeah.
$7.
Why not? Yeah.
Have you had more subscribers this week?
I have, yeah. I did a little 7-day free trial, and those who liked it a lot and subscribed. So
I subscribed to your YouTube channel.
Thank you.
I did. I wanted the hat, though.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I really want the hat.
This is really smart, Woods. Honestly, man, like all kidding aside, it's fucking brilliant. It really is. And we can have like we can make fun of it and joke about it and all that. But it is brilliant because people will actually subscribe and it will be something that people will enjoy. I'm not just saying that. I think that. But yeah, we talked to Dean and I talked about it's fucking brilliant.
Awesome.
We couldn't do it. Dean and I could not pull this off.
Speak for yourself. Who just won? Who just won?
All right, chicken wings.
James is a professional journalist and completely mental. And then we got Jeff Woods, who does it for a living. And you wrote something about a camper or something, some sweat. And there I was walking away with the prize because I included the words chicken wing and dump in my story. That's it. So
growler.
Don't say I couldn't
do it. I got a growler on me.
Yeah.
James, thanks for
you'll always live with the knowledge that Bondi finds your shit sexy. So it's good. You've won.
Woodsy?
I have to go do the draw shortly for the hats. Maybe you'll win, James, Records and Rock Stars and Wildwood Blue Hats. But yeah, the YouTube channel, Jeff Woods Radio, I'm going to talk to three guys from Texas, strangely, next week. Gordy Johnson from Big Sugar, David Polkingham, the great guitar player, played with Robert Plant and everybody else.
And Pinocchio.
And Jay Styles, the keyboard player.
Say hi to Gordy for me, please.
I will. Yeah, he's a good fella.
He's a fucking legend. I love Gordy.
And they're playing. They're playing in Gordy's probably not because he's got a firm respect of the virus. But a lot of guys are out playing in Austin right now.
Gordy's doing a lot of production right now. He's doing a lot of in the studio. Yeah. He always has.
Mixer and producer, right?
Yeah. He's got a fucking great ear. Yeah.
At Jeff Woods Radio on Twitter as well. Join him on YouTube. Check it out. Wonderful. Really happy to see your success this week with the podcast, too. Great job, buddy.
Thanks. You're a sweet man.
Great to see you. And Lachlan Cross. He's in need of getting out of this podcast because he's at that point where if he stops drinking, he's going to go to sleep. So he needs to double it down. Plus, he's got to pee. You can listen to him at 95.7 Cruise FM in Edmonton. He's the morning guy, host of The Locker Room. Tremendous show. Great guys. Had the pleasure of being on with Grant and you and James this morning. Again, I had a blast.
Thank you for popping on. That was a good hit this morning. And again, we plugged the shit out of Woods this morning, too. So you're going to have some Edmonton subscribers.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Great to see you. We'll talk to you next week. We'll see you Monday with Maxine Bernier. Maxine Bernier.
Oh, it's Maxine Monday?
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing the rally, the maskless rally this week.
Maskless rally with Maxime. Yeah. Hey, right in the height of the fucking pandemic, too. This is the best.
I don't know anything about Maxime. You got to send me some info, James. Send me some info on Maxime.
I sent you. Okay, thank you. Some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Okay, I'll go look at that.
Look, Maxime. I-M-E. Yeah,
Maxime?
Maxime, yeah. Not Maxine.
Okay, I won't be saying his name on the pod.
Max. Just go with Max.
Max Pat.
He's like Randy Hillier, except because of his like really hard French accent, he's actually really pleasant to talk to.
I doubt that. We'll find out Monday. And we'll also talk to Chris Sky on Tuesday. Apparently, we're having a debate with him. Which is
Fuck him.
I know.
He's such an idiot. Oh,
did you see him?
Big guest announcement before we go?
Yeah, big guest announcement. Ladies, but first, you guys will listen to this because Jamesy is one of the greatest showrunners on the planet.
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Yep. Listen to who he scored for, not this week.
Before I tell you who I scored for, I just want to say that while we were on air, I got an email from Noam Chomsky because I emailed him today and I was like, yeah, do you have a picture or should I just procure something from the internet? And he said, hold on. He's like, Vinny, best to pick it off the internet. So I'm picking off a Noam Chomsky.
You got Noam Chomsky?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I bugged him.
wow.
Can you stay? His choice was, I'm either going to have to get bugged this bald bastard or I'm going to have to say yes. So he said yes. And then we got Glenn Greenwald. I just found out before the show started. So we have Glenn Greenwald. We're working it out with his assistant on, we're aiming for the 26th, I think, but we're going to see how that goes.
All right. So, at some point we need to squeeze Diener in from FUBAR too. Cause
Tuesday or Wednesday. I think Tuesday is FUBAR. Diener from FUBAR. Maybe we'll bring him on with Chris Sky. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, and Chaos. Chaos confirmed, but not a date. So Chaos is coming on too.
The artist, Chaos.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
It was good to see you again, Woodsy.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Fellas.
All right. Take care, thanks, guys. Jeff.
Have a great weekend, everybody. That's James DeFiore, Lachlan Cross, and my friend James DeFiore, and Jeff Woods. All my friends. They're all my friends. So nice to say you have friends, isn't it? Maybe we could say that. In this day and age that we live in where you can't see your friends, you got to see them on this. I get to see my friends and then do shows with my friends and talk about crazy things with my friends. Suck that. Thanks to our sponsors for making all this possible. We should probably turn up the jazz music while we're doing this. Calypso. A little Calypso-y. Anyway, thanks to our sponsors, Black Rose Organics, better medicine at a better price. Right now, go to shop.blackroseorganics.com. If you have a medical license and you want some 30% garlic sherbet in your life, go there now. They've got garlic sherbet for $175 an ounce, usually $300. Premier medicine, too. It's like super clean, handcrafted, only Crown Buds. You can't go wrong. If you don't have a medical card, you go to blackroseorganics.com as well or shop.blackroseorganics.com, and you can get one there. They're helping you get your card, and then they're helping you shop for cheaper medicine. It's actually incredibly effective, much more effective than anything you'll get anywhere else. BlackRoseOrganics.com, better medicine at a better price. Gitch from Ed's Fine Imports. Gitch3 is your promo code. Ed'sFineImports.com is the website. Go there. Get his boxer briefs. I wear them. Everyone I know wears them. All my friends, we send them all. Gitch. They got the pouch in the front. They got piling. No piling. They don't have piling. You can't sell Gitch with piling. I mean, someone else wore them for months. No piling. It doesn't matter how much you wear them. These ones won't pile. The little ballies that you get in your Gitch, none of that stuff. Boxer briefs, again, pouch in the front. Gitch is the name of the underwear. Boxer briefs that he will send to you from edsfineimports.com. Gitch3 is your promo code. Oh. Music. It's a wood instrument. It feels like a reedy kind of wood instrument. Anyway, thanks to domination.com, artificial intelligence that helps you produce, promote, and do all the work you got to do. If you do stuff like this, go to dmntn.com and check them out today, my friends. You have to, you kind of need to, you want to, I know you do. And Blue Microphones, the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com. I use the MoFi headphones and the Blue Yeti X microphone because it's a USB microphone. You can just plug in. You don't need preamps, any of that stuff, but they have all the other stuff too. Go to BlueMic.com or at Blue Microphones on Twitter. Check them out. Have a look at everything they have. Super easy. cost effective. Plus, you sound like you know what you're doing, and you look like you're not too bad, too. So thanks to our friends and the official supplier to DeanBlundell.com, Blue Microphones. Again, at Blue Microphones or BlueMic.com. Have a great day. Great weekend. I am done. It's the first time I've done 5 shows in a week in maybe 5 years. We'll do it again next week. Sign up for our newsletter at DeanBlundell.com as well. See ya.
And so I thought, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to run. And I had bought a Speedo, more for comedy than anything. So clearly. I bought the Speedo that I didn't really wear very often. So I ran and I threw it on. She comes out of the bathroom. Shut so sexy.
What happened next?
Oh, that's the greatest joke.
Oh, my fucking God.